What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Hell's Kitchen. We're super excited because we do have a special guest with us, and best believe it's going to be amazing. Let's get it.
Tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, Frank with the finger points. And Robin joins in. Yeah. Come
it's
on,
a wave,
Robin.
It's a wave. Come on, Lynn. Come on, Lynn.
I'm not
going to
do it. I promise I won't do it.
I'm going
to
throw something at you.
I'm not going to do it. It's not happening. I don't care. Subject to nerdy peer pressure.
Haters in the building.
Oh, man. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Hell's Kitchen After Show. We are here. Food Network program, our Food Network channel. Give it up for our Food Network channel that we just launched. Hell's Kitchen is part of that. I'm your host, Lynn Gonzalez, and you can find me always at the Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me is, she's back, ladies and gentlemen, newest member of our panel. I'm super excited. She did such an amazing job. Last time it is Ashley Cheney.
You guys, hi. It's so good to be back. I love the intros every time. It makes me feel like a superstar. My name is Ashley Cheney, and if you guys want to talk food or anything else, like anything, find me online. I'm at Ashley on camera.
Yeah, and she's back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy. My homie, my brunch homie, my church going homie.
We be snacking.
Oh, Robin McSweeney, what's up?
Hey, it's Robin with the V McSweeney back in the building. I'm going to be live in the live chat, so don't be shy. Make sure you say hi. And you can find me at B Stays Busy.
Yes. And back by not popular demand, it's Frank Moran. He's here.
Sorry, guys. There you go. Here to be that turd in the punch bowl.
Reliable.
That's right. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @HappyGoJackie.
Because he's so happy.
That's right.
Super.
Despite the haters.
Where did Jackie come from?
Despite. I always ask that in my mind. In my mind, I did.
Because Lynn doesn't want to have a conversation with me.
Another story for another day, perhaps?
Yeah. Talk about that.
Lynn's hoping in a far, far, far distant future.
Right. Like never. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a guest again. Second time in a row. Super happy. And I'm especially happy about this guest. I wish they were live in the studio, but they are on Skype. This is my future baby mama. Elise! Elise! What up, Elise? My girl Elise is here. I love it. Yes.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
I don't want no future baby mama.
Girl, he just called. Okay? He called dibs on your ovaries.
Baby mama.
I'm messing around. What up, Elise? How you doing?
What up? What's going on, y'all?
Oh, man. We're excited to have you
here.
Excited to be had. What?
Yes.
All the flavor.
All of it. All of it.
All of it.
Yeah, I was super excited when Fox was like, you know what? We're going to throw Elise your way. And I was like, yes. So excited.
Here I is.
Yeah. My first question is, what is it like being back in Hell's Kitchen? Because, you know, you are one of my favorites, if not my all-time favorite, of all the seasons, because you literally speak your mind and you don't take any mess, and it's just great TV. And I just wanted to know what made you want to come back when you got the call, all of that. What was the thoughts?
Well, first, let me say thank you. That is so nice. Look, when I got the call and it's like a second chance, honestly, I felt like I should have won the first time around. Right. So I have a lot to prove. Of course, I'm going to say yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You were third place last time, and I feel like you could have easily won. What do you think was the issue with you getting third when you were on your season?
Yes, I came in third. Last woman left standing, beat out all the red team to get to the finale. I just always felt like they couldn't let the bad guy win. Not that I felt like I was a bad guy necessarily. I just think that I'm brutally honest, and everybody can't take honesty.
Word.
You know, because back in the last week's episode, you were described by some of the other Red Team contestants as the most hated person in Hell's Kitchen history. Do you feel that's true? Do you feel like that hate from the fans, or do you feel like, no, you're feeling a lot of love from the fans?
Whether it's love or hate, it's still an emotion I'm evoking, and so, hey, whatever. Haters are just confused admirers.
They're confused.
Yes. It's okay, you can hate me.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
You'll love me later.
Oh, Lisa's amazing. I love it. So let's break down this episode with Elise. And we have our new addition, the bar menu, which is going to be, I believe, a recurring theme with this particular season. And it left us off hanging with, you know, the challenge. So just to recap, you have to cook a dish in 40 minutes. You have to make two plates. And the winner will be featured not only on the bar menu for the entire season, but you're safe from that particular elimination.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so, Elise, how did you feel about this particular challenge when it came out?
I felt that it would be a good challenge to win just for the immunity alone, because I felt like since I walked in the door, I had a target on my back. They already had preconceived notions about what to expect from me, so I already knew that I was probably going to be on their hit list from the beginning.
From the jump.
From the gate, yes.
Because I feel like this challenge is a little different, because Chef Ramsay usually tastes all your dishes from the red and blue team. Right. This time, he put a little filter in between you and him by putting the sous chefs right there to be able to kind of block that path. So what was it like to have Chef Ramsay potentially not even get a chance to taste your dish?
Oh, I wasn't worried about that. I knew I would make the cut to get Chef Ramsay to taste my
dish. Those wings were good. I mean, they looked real good.
I wasn't
good.
Worried about that.
Yes.
I was like, dang, he was probably just done with the signature dishes, because there was a lot of low scores. And I would think signature dish would be easy because it's free creativity, although we didn't know the ingredients. Mm-hmm. It kind of shows what you're made of. And so I guess after people failed, he's like, I don't want to taste this shit. We gotta feed people out.
I gotta say, at least out of everybody that made something, I think the only one that was a real bar snack, I think wings, like that's a perfect bar snack. Everybody else was making, to me, what seemed kind of more like an appetizer or like a bar snack. Yeah. I think wings are the perfect bar snack.
Well, thank you, girl. I had to make them wings gourmet. So
gourmet wings.
Super juicy.
I want to find out, why was Jared trying to make something he wasn't familiar with? I didn't understand that.
It almost seemed like he had something to prove. Like, I'm that good. I could just do something on the first time doing it and still turn it out.
Really?
And that's what he thought. That's what he thought in his mind. That's what I picked
up. That's what he thought in his mind, just like he thought it would be okay to refer to the red team as bitches.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yeah, not cool. I did not. That was, see, okay. I don't know. Is it the fumes though in the kitchen, or is it the gas that's on?
It gotta be something, because I was like, oh no, he did not. He better be happy I'm seeing this across the United States, not around him. He
Well, I don't know why anyone would say that. I mean, I remember in his season he had some interesting words and things that he would say. But my thing is, you live and you learn, right? So you come back a better chef, but also maybe a better person, because you've lived a little bit.
And knowing that, like, everything's captured. This is not going to go away. This is on video, and like what you say will be recorded, and they're going to find the worst possible nugget of things that you have said, and replay that. Yeah. You know,
no, for sure. Let's see. We had lobster tacos by Dana. We had seafood poutine by Millie. Of course, we had wings by our guest, shrimp papalina. We had a number of different things. Basically, the bottom line is we were trying to make it to the top four, right, from each of your squad. So congratulations to our guest for making it into the top four with them wings.
Make it do what it do, baby.
Yes. Lemon pepper wings, which I would love to try. I'm a fan of wing. I mean, we have Wingstop. I don't know if we have where you live, but we have Wingstop here. So to me,
there is one coming up the street, but I know it won't touch my wings.
Okay, right. So, we got to get where we fit in. But
I feel like one that's you're going to be wanting to go out there. It's like, well, when can I go out there? And at least, where are you serving wings? When can I go out there?
You know what? Don't be worrying about what wings I'm trying to try, because you're just a hater, Frank, because I like to try everyone's food. Why are you mad at that? Like, that's just supporting the people we have on the show.
Understood.
You know, he wants some of your wings, girl.
I love good food. I love good food. Yeah, I love good food. Stop it. Okay, guys. It's not nice. She said she's married. So there it is.
A guy could dream.
We can dream about wings.
No, you.
Oh, just me. I'm dreaming about wings. So when all is said and done, Mr. Millie wins the entire thing. And Mr. Millie. I met Millie. Millie's a cool dude. How did you, obviously, Elise, when you come into these challenges, you want to win every time, right? You want to win every time. That's always the goal.
You want to win every time, or you want to be at least in the top of the challenges.
Okay. Right. Did you feel some kind of way about Millie winning, you know, that particular challenge? Or did you feel like you had the best dish? How did you feel?
I mean, me personally, I couldn't see Chandler Donaldson seafood poutine, but everybody's taste is different. me personally, I wouldn't go to a restaurant and be like, ooh, let me get a beer poutine. And some seafood poutine. Like, that's right. No. Sorry. That's not I would have gotten my wings because you compare that with either wine, if you're a wine drinker, or beer.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Was it weird for anybody that, for the red team, that Christina was on the same season as Dana and that Dana made it into the top four? Like, did that feel weird to anybody? I was kind of.
I feel like it felt weird to her.
Goal chasing, okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time to be worrying about who was on what with who. Like, right. I wasn't here, and I'm not here to make friends. You know what I mean? I'm here to win a prize.
Exactly. I feel like she felt some kind of way because here
she
you are.
She definitely did. Yeah, she definitely did.
She's on the season. You're like, here's the person that's now over you.
Right. Like, it's kind of weird.
And you're on a season together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you being homies and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, she's like your boss. Teacher.
Or, yeah. Or your buddy.
Or your boss.
But that's not a surprise.
It was definitely awkward interactions between them for the first dinner episode, for sure.
Really?
It was a little weird.
It was weird. Mm. And yes. I feel like, if I remember, I mean, I watched every single season. I feel like on their season, they were like homies. I feel like they were.
Well, she even says now that they are friends.
Yeah. So I feel like they were cool on their season. So, and you didn't expect that, you know, to cross paths like that again. But it did. So hopefully it works out further on in the season, because that would be weird for that whole time that you're on the show to be feeling some kind of way about, you know, your sous chef.
For sure. It's a distraction, for sure.
Well, for sure. So Millie wins. And that was the first individual challenge. So we see a different format. We see some differences with this particular season. Obviously, you all are, you know, the cream of the crop, right? And this is the second chance season. So I feel like we're going to see more things where it's going to be heightened competition.
Yeah,
like
non-traditional. This wasn't, non-traditional, for sure.
This wasn't individual competition, which we typically don't see until Black Jackets, when it's the top six. So we've already started with that. And I like that. I like mixing it up. I feel like everyone has something to prove. They're coming back. They want to take that one spot. They feel they were robbed or whatever
the case is.
No
more baby steps.
Exactly.
These are all
exactly.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's out to draw blood and certainly in it for redemption.
Sure.
It starts at the gate.
Right. We do see some complications with Mr. Ben. He has some diabetic problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, like, he's talking about his diabetes, and I'm pretty sure he was eating a bowl of ice cream as he's like, I'm going to go check my sugar. I'm not kidding you. That's why I think was happening.
I didn't see no ice cream. Stop.
Was he eating ice cream?
He was. What else is white and you eat out of a bowl? He's like, I got to go check my sugar. I'm like, I'll tell you right now.
Not looking
good, bro.
Yo, what's wrong?
Had a banana split. Like, oh my God, my diabetes is killing me.
That's crazy. That's the struggle.
I can neither confirm or deny that, but I
will. Hilarious.
We love you, Ben. We love you.
Also, this was interesting, and I want to kind of get your take on it, Elise, that he said this was the biggest dinner service yet. So I was confused. I was like, is this the biggest dinner service at this point in time in the competition, or like ever?
In the history,
I mean,
of
we're talking
first
about 17. Yeah, we're talking about 17 seasons. What did he mean by that, Elise?
I think he meant like ever.
Really?
Ever.
So biggest, like, there was the most people, like guests that you had to serve? Is that what it was?
The biggest menu.
It was a packed house, and we had some pretty big names there. We had Jordan Sparks, and we had the people from that,
Criminal
New York Undercover?
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds, yeah, yeah.
I saw Keith Sweat.
Dang, I went way back with it, New York Undercover, but right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, who? Uh-huh.
So it was probably the menu then.
Well, that menu and the fact that he's bringing
in the chef table. Definitely a different, a completely revamped menu with the exception of Wellingtons, but they were seafood Wellingtons.
Right.
It was the most proteins and sides on their menu yet. So,
there was a smoke machine.
Right, right.
They were doing it real big for the first dinner service.
Yeah, what's it like when he's breaking when they're breaking down the menu for you, and I see everybody with their notepads out and they're writing everything down? Is it?
Yeah.
Is your mind just melting down as you're watching all this?
Your mind scrambles, to say the least. Like, literally, you guys see it in its little snippets, but it literally went that quick when they demoed the food. They were cooking so fast and talking so fast, and then I can't understand sous chef. And I'm like, what did he just say? His accent is thicker than butter on bread. I was like, what did he just say? And I'm trying to keep up.
Uh-huh.
So, it was definitely a lot to take in.
That's good to know that it feels for you the way it feels for us just watching.
Oh, it definitely was anxiety filled, trying to retain this information, trying to function under the stress of this is our first dinner service. The first dinner service, you really just don't know what to expect. It's right. Not like we get this stuff the night before to study. They literally like, boop, here you go, and the doors are open. And you're like, oh, my God.
Done.
Had you ever used a smoking machine before? The smoker machine, is that what it was?
No. I was like, keep it real with y'all. I was like, how you say that? No, I've never used that before.
How do you do this?
I don't feel like during dinner service I saw anybody actually using the smoker.
I didn't either.
We did.
Did you?
But yeah, for the tuna tartars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the tuna tartars. Gotcha. It also seems like that he's relying more on the sous chefs this time around, like with them kind of teaching you guys to make these dishes and having them taste during the challenge. Is that something that you feel like was more so this particular season than when you were on, Elise?
Oh, I'd say for sure. When my season, we had Chef Andy, and I definitely remember her being hands on, but not as hands on as Christina this season.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like he's relying on them a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of the caliber of chefs
he
has.
I mean, he's got all-stars now.
Right.
I feel like he feels comfortable stepping back a bit.
Stepping back and letting them do their thing. So, yeah, let's get into dinner service. You also had chef tables on the opening night with the guests, Jordan Sparks and Joman Tegna.
Tenya.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys took that bullet.
I was trying to. Criminal Minds. I should have stuck with that. The guy from Criminal Minds. So it starts off dinner service. Ashley starts off bad with the carbonara. And at least you actually tried to help her with that. How did that work?
It didn't work because everybody's like catty and no one wants to take advice from anyone else. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to tell her, like, you about to scramble them eggs, yo. Like, you got the easiest thing to cook on the menu. Like, the easiest thing. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she scrambled them and took them on up there. I was just waiting, like, that coming back.
Coming back.
That's the exact facial expression you had. He was like, they're broken. And she was like, I told you, you're going to break it. And it's broken.
It's completely broken. Do you feel like it's a little bit of hatred, though? Because everybody, of course, is good. And so for you to try to help somebody, do you think that people take offense to that? Because it's like, no, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, it's definitely a pride thing at the end of the day. Okay. It's definitely a pride thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But some people, I mean, if like what you said is true, I mean, I feel like if you have the easiest thing and you're not doing it right, then take the help. No?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You would think so, but no, that's not how it went at all. She sent up scrambled eggs.
Okay, scrambled eggs. That's not how it works. I know that.
So even after these many seasons, like that, people will still go up to the pass, kind of really like, no, this probably isn't going to be really good, but I'm going to bring it up anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what are you expecting when he comes back and he smashes food right in front of everybody?
I mean, I guess you're expecting in the moment, you're under pressure, they keep calling for it, and you're hoping that it flies by, but it literally never does. You're better off just sending up the best product. You're better off doing it right the first time and skipping embarrassment and taking a little longer.
Just take that good L.
What was the guy on appetizers?
Josh.
And he was taking his time. Yeah, it was
Josh.
Sure it was
our boy Josh.
Yeah, he was on last week, Josh.
He was doing his thing.
I couldn't be mad at him. I mean, I feel like as chef is yelling at you, you want to just throw it up there, but I respected him
for
that.
No, I think you have to, especially at this level of the game, because everybody's supposed to be good. If you're making, for lack of a better term, stupid errors or errors that, a novice should be making, then it looks really bad. And when it comes time for elimination, you're going to be on the chopping block.
Right.
Yeah.
We have Robin made some good Wellington, and you said it was seafood Wellington. What is the difference? Yeah. Obviously, with the traditional beef Wellington, it's a fillet that's wrapped in the pastry or what have you. What is a seafood Wellington? How does that work?
Lobster.
Oh, it's lobster. I want to try that.
It looked good.
I would assume that's, like, how do you get it to cook this? Because lobster doesn't take very long to cook, right?
Well, it doesn't take the same amount of time to cook as the beef Wellington, for sure. No way.
Yeah.
Lobster cooks very quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
Which tastes better?
Lobster.
Yeah, which tastes better?
She's like,
it's a lobster.
She said, she thought you meant which tastes better. Because it does.
Yeah, sure.
Elise had some bomb chicken. Shout out to Elise and her chicken. Is that your, what do you, is that your favorite thing? Shut up. Is that your favorite thing to cook?
Now that I'm all about my muscles.
Oh!
Show.
Hey. Guns. Oh,
Sun's out. Sun's out. guns out.
Oh, look at that. That was so bomb.
Lem's
girl, Lem almost fell out of the chair. Lem almost fell out of the chair just now. You should see his face.
Here we go. Hang on.
Okay, so we were talking about chicken.
Shout out to Alicia's Chicken.
You know what? Quit hating. Okay, I'm moving on. Anyway, you see how they hate on me, Elise, all the time. They always hate. Okay, so moving on. We had some mess ups. Ben screws up the salmon.
Tough night for Ben.
I know that diabetic ice cream. And
which
then,
one of you guys?
You know what?
I'm done.
I can't.
What were you gonna say, Ashley?
Which one? Didn't one of you guys predict he was gonna win the whole thing last week?
Oh no!
Benjamin. No.
Yeah, right. No.
Although I did like his beard. It's better than a goatee.
Okay.
I did like that.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, no, I did not do that.
No, you make sure you check with them. They'll switch up quick.
I did want to ask you about, since we talked about the Wellingtons, you did throw up an undercooked Wellington at some point.
No, it wasn't undercooked Wellington. It was an undercooked strip.
Oh, undercooked strip. Yeah. Excuse me.
Come on.
Get it right.
Come correct.
Get it right. Get it tight. Okay. It was a strip.
You know what? Okay. That's why you're here.
Wait, one steak was undercooked.
But that's that's the one.
One was under, one was over. Shit, I lost count.
It was one. The second was under.
I had a bad night on that damn steak station. And you know what really made me mad is that steak is like my specialty.
Is it?
For me, the mistake was relying on what they were showing us how to cook the steak instead of going with my instinct.
I see. So that's how that happened. And then you all had to go and apologize to the people that were eating. Was that like devastating? Like, was that embarrassing?
Beyond embarrassing.
It looked really bad.
I felt that for you. Oh,
but I thought it was really, really, really nice how everyone was like, you guys can do it. Go in there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll starve. Don't worry. Just, do it.
We ain't paying really for this no way, so I ate before I came.
Yeah, right. That was really sweet.
Oh, man.
Because you had looked defeated at that point. You're like, look, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
I definitely was beyond defeated. I was pissed. Yeah. I'm like, I know how to cook steak, but I'm trying to cook it the way they told me to cook it. I should have just went on my instincts.
I do like the point that you like made it. Like, look, I messed up. Because there's a lot of people that are on these shows, mm-hmm. Hell's Kitchen, that would be like, nah, man, it was the burner.
My steak was perfect.
It was the burner. Or,
no, it was the skillet. Yeah, exactly. My pan was too high.
Or so-and-so touched it. Like, I can't remember who it was, but he's like, he touched
it. I told
it.
Him. Yeah,
exactly.
It was perfect. I brought up the camera lights.
Light. There's so many people have excuses, but I did like the fact that you own to your mistake, and that's dope. So,
any successful person knows that there's failures along the road to success. Sure. So
say that again.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
A good leader takes responsibility. So I take responsibility for them jacked up ass steaks.
I liked your backup technique though, where you're like, okay, I'm gonna do it once just in case. Like just in case
you know that didn't work either.
I know, but it was a good effort and a great thought.
Thank you.
So you all got eventually got kicked out.
Well, we got to see. I mean, at least got some assist from the blue team.
Yeah, right. Well, they got assist from the blue team, but then they still got kicked out, and the blue team had to finish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, they came over to help her cook the steaks.
Oh, they
he came over to yell at her. He came over to scream.
He definitely did yell at me, and I was already like thin for patience, and I was just trying to think to myself, show them the growth. Show them the growth. It's like a constant fight against season 9, at least, where you just want to cuss people out. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like.
Was he annoying at all, or were you just dealing with the whole situation as a whole?
He was a little annoying, and you could tell he was under pressure. Uh-huh. And it was just, there was a lot of things I could have done better on the steak station. For one, I should have tempered the steaks. They were very cold, and I was cooking them from cold. Mm-hmm. And so they were getting like a hard sear outside and cold in the middle. Mm-hmm. So it was just little simple things that I could have done to make it better. And then by that time, once you run through so many steaks, you don't have any sitting out. They're all cold, you know?
Right. No, true.
Is it right before the first service? Is the whole red team getting together and saying, no matter what, guys, we are finishing the service? Did you guys have that talk beforehand? Before everything?
Negative,
no?
Sir.
No. All right.
No. Not, they did not. And because Amanda sent up the last thing that we saw at least that was shown to us, was Madison Ing of the Bad Salmon. And then it was like, he's it. You know, you guys
several,
are out of here.
Several.
And they wouldn't even surprise you.
Oh, yeah, you're right, girl. Yeah, less several.
Right, not call me the all, like, bad.
You set up about 11 steaks.
I said he set up bad salmon.
I'm calling everybody.
Like, let's call her salmon.
I said she set up
that
bad
was,
salmon.
That was the hot skillet. Remember her pale skin hot.
That's what she said, too.
See, that's the difference. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. It's like not owning up.
Well, she tried to at least start it over, but then he was like, no, bring me up the sandwich.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, that's when it was too late.
It was too bad. Bye-bye. It was all bad. All bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, yeah, the other side looked really good when he flipped it over.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you mad when you get kicked out? Are you thinking, like, we're all stars?
They're beyond pissed. Yeah. Like, there's nothing worse to be in the weeds and then get kicked out and you can't even dig yourself out because... Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're at this level as a chef, you're like, I can get out the weeds. It's not about never getting in the weeds. It's about finishing and getting out of the weeds.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you worked in any high-end restaurant and you're putting out like 400 tickets for a dinner service, you know that sometimes you're going to get in the weeds. It's about not making stupid mistakes to get you further back in the weeds. Because there is a point where you can get so far in the weeds, you just ain't going to get out. And that's kind of what happens when your morale is low, you know? Mm. Like, you're feeling like shit and everybody's feeling like shit and everybody's just like, ugh.
What happens in that kind of situation?
It's almost like he puts us out of our misery.
I was going to say, do you just walk out the kitchen at that point if you get that far in the weeds? Like in a real dinner service in a real restaurant. Like if have you ever experienced that before?
I've never got thrown off the line, but yes, I've experienced weeds where like, damn, we're getting in the weeds here, but you dig yourself out.
Yeah. That's all you can
do. Seemed like
that's all you can do.
But you and Barbie have like a real kind of gal pal alliance going on. She seems to was really like backing you up.
I wouldn't say so much gal pal is her knowing no one likes her either. And it was kind of like, well, no one likes me, so.
He bonded over
it was
that.
By default.
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah, exactly, by default.
Bonded
like.
Over the dislike.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, probably the most important thing, though, is poor Jordan Sparks. I mean, she didn't get the food.
She must have been so hungry.
Yeah. She was so supportive. Yeah, she was so supportive.
Yeah, that's messed up. She definitely had to go to In-N-Out or something after that.
Joe Montague was excited that he got to eat, though.
He said, at least we're on the blue team. Or he said the guy team. I don't know what he said.
I think he said the guy, something like that. Again, Elise holding up her end of the bargain. When you guys are deliberating, you said that you deserve to be nominated. So, again, I think that's dope. I think season 9 Elise, this Elise has grown. And I think, you saying that is good because a lot of people, again, won't say that. They won't, especially so early, too, because mm-hmm. I feel like when it's early, you want to avoid that, that mm-hmm. situation. Well, you want to avoid it at all times. But when it's early, you definitely want to avoid it.
Well, because you find out any excuse to put anybody else up in your place. Like, you sneeze.
Exactly. You're right. Exactly. You should be out. I mean, of course you want to avoid it, but I think that Chef Ramsay sees honesty. Right. And I felt that my best approach was going to be honesty. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I had a bad night, but far as the weakest or who should go home this early, definitely not me, because if we check the scoreboard, no one else is really scoring in challenges but me. Mm-hmm. So...
Word.
Clink,
word.
Clink, clink, clink.
Okay.
Shots fired.
Just saying.
The women do argue about who else goes up. So there is some deliberation about that. But at the end of the day, the nominees are yourself and Manda. And you both go up. And what do you... I mean, we've interviewed, several people. And when you're up for elimination, it's very difficult. And it's obviously not as short as we see. It's very edited. Right. So you're up
there. Oh, my God. No, he has to stand out there for like 10 minutes. And you're sitting there and you're shaking and you're sweating and you're biting your nails. Like, what am I about to say to him? Right. And then you can see a shadow up above in his office pacing back and forth. So you're like, he's pissed. And you're sitting there like sweating. And then finally he comes out and you're like, your heart is racing. It's nowhere near as painless as they try to show it. Because it is painful standing up on the carpet.
So you're sitting there, and then he says, okay, this is what we're going to do. He pulls Diabetic Ben out from the blue team, and he nominates him. And then it's like he ends up going home. And I'm like, yo, like he's done that before. I'm not going to say I didn't expect that. But I didn't expect that out the gate. Like, that's usually like a move later.
And he did it as
later.
If he was like, fed up, as if there were like multiple situations.
Right.
I think that was a pure. If I'm speaking my mind, I think that was a pure production thing. They were like, this guy's a liability. Mm-hmm. We can't have him like passing out in the kitchen
and hit his head.
And
on
hit his
something,
head.
Yeah.
And so let's like these girls don't deserve to go home anyway. Let's just do it
right
and get this guy.
That
out
might
of the
have
kitchen.
Been a last minute call.
That's kind of where I'm at with that. Although he did screw up the salmon, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I but can understand that. But I'm always kind of a bummer when they take somebody away from the winning team. It's like, you know, that's the whole point. You won. You should be able to
feel safe.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have had a day of recovery and been back on his feet, you know? Or not if he was still eating ice cream. I don't know.
What is your take, Elise, on him choosing, you know, avoiding to choose you two and then choosing Ben and then ultimately sending him home?
Well, I was shocked. I mean, I'm not going to lie, you never want to be up for elimination, but the whole time I'm thinking about what I'm going to say to Chef Ramsay, I said, I'm going to just be honest, because if it comes down between me and Amanda, I know I'm not a weaker chef than she is, so...
And it was very clear that your team, majority of your team, felt the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, except Dana, which was, like, weird. She was like, Matt, I would send Elise home, and it's like, yeah, because I'm competition. You want to try to keep around somebody weak, like, boo.
That's the strategy. But,
anyway. Well, that's definitely a strategy. It's a competition. Mm-hmm. Everybody's good at this point, so you want to get rid of people that are strong.
Sure.
I mean, that betters your chance. Yeah. I mean, that I'm not mad at that, but, of course, to say you're a weaker person and that's why you should go home, obviously that's incorrect information. So, correct. Bottom line is you're still in the game, so yay!
Yeah. Cool as that.
No one is more excited than Lem about that.
Can you stop diverting to me? Like,
wait, can I just throw something out there? Was it Ashley that I think came for Elise about crying?
And then she showed all her.
I just thought that was so funny. She's like, suck it up. I didn't cry. I went to the. And I was like, ooh. Lies you tell.
Lies you tell.
You cannot. And I love, and you know, they look for
they
that.
They couldn't wait.
I feel like production, like, wait for that. Like, what did you say?
Yeah, they went through.
Oh, yeah. And went and painstakingly went through every single time.
They couldn't wait. No, but they already knew once they said, they were like, okay, let's go find those little bites.
Exactly.
Go find those.
That's hilarious. That was hilarious. I almost died. Like,
yeah.
I was like, don't come for her. Do not come for her.
Yeah. Do not.
Only one person's coming for her. That's Lem.
If y'all don't leave me alone.
Hey, Lem.
This is bad.
We give him a hard time.
You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, these are supposed to be my friends and my co-hosts, and all they do is try to put me under, and I give them
this. Well, I can see why they're your friends. They're funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So when are we going to get you in studio?
I would love to come in studio and cook for y'all.
Oh my God.
Yes. Chicken wings. I want the lemon pepper.
It is football season.
How about,
can you show some of your workouts, too? Can that be part of the deal?
The gun, bang, bang. Yeah, I need that, too.
Better than a good.
Oh, there it is.
He's up, Lem.
I do want to divert to you and give you a few moments, basically, so you can kind of give what you are into, so you can let the fans know what's going on. First of all, where are you cooking at, so people that are in the area that you live in can go and sample your food?
I am located in DMV, and I own my own company called Muscle Meals by Elise.
I'm in
two locations, Five Star Nutrition Stafford and Five Star Nutrition Woodbridge, Virginia.
Okay.
I help people reach their food and fitness goals with customized prepackaged meal prep.
Yes. Nice. Okay, do you guys deliver?
Yes, mail FedEx?
Yes, we do. Where y'all at? LA will be there about a week.
Okay, because I'm going to need that.
Wait, Woodbridge, where's that? I'm from Chesterfield, Virginia. Do you know where that is?
I have no idea, girl.
She's like, sounds far. Like something Google might be able to tell you.
Sounds far. And then with, you know, obviously you showed us off on the show as well. What is your fitness? It ties into the food, but is there also something else that you do with fitness that you can promote or anything like that?
Well, I compete. I do figure. I compete in figure. I compete usually like once or twice a year. I just competed this year in July. I'm also a Five Star Nutrition Ambassador, so I can get you quality supplements at a cheaper price than you would pay at mostly like GNCs and stuff, but really great quality supplements to help accelerate your goals.
Wow.
I also offer online coaching and meal plans.
Nice.
Right, that's awesome. Lem will be flying out to the to pick those up in person.
I mean, you know, I want to get healthier. Yeah. You know, I want to get, you know, myself together, so... That's good.
Health is wealth.
No, health is wealth. Health is wealth. Stop it. Anyway, Elise, we want to thank you so much for being on the show with us. We really appreciate it. Let the fans know where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, definitely let us know.
You can find me on Facebook at Elise Wims Diva Chef. You can follow me on Instagram at DivaChef412. Follow me on Twitter at EliseTDC. And my website is www.elisewims.com. Hit me up, y'all.
Hey!
Yeah. Hey!
Yes. Hey! Thank you so much, Elise. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Come back.
Look forward to seeing what you do rest of the season.
Watch me whip.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey. There it is. No, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye,
Elise. Bye, Elise.
All right.
You okay? So, do you need a moment?
Yeah. You know what?
Do you need a moment?
I get it.
Kind of read.
I get it. I have a
you
crush
guys
on her.
Are too Jeez. Much.
I like her. She's got much. So much flavor.
She's dope. She's dope. She's dope. And I remember, like, when she came back, I really was excited because her season, she was the villain. She was. I mean, there's always a villain, right, in these reality competitions. She was definitely the villain. She played it up, but yeah. She really could cook. And I really feel like her being the villain, like she said, she didn't want the bad guy to win. I really think that was it. I really think if she wasn't the villain, she would have won her season. She was. Yeah. She was.
You
dope.
Think it was politics like that?
I think so. I think maybe that had something to do with it because she was dope. If you ever get a chance, you want to rewatch that season, you could see she was dope. But
and Lim likes those bad girls. That's
what.
Oh.
Gosh. Suck up for bad girls and chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Shout out to shout out to Elise's chicken.
Why is that funny? I'm just saying, shout out to her chicken. Her chicken was good. Like why?
What's good, yeah. chicken?
Yeah. You know what?
Some good chicken.
Yeah, Steve, can you give us the prediction music, please? Can we just do that?
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, so second episode, still early, but these are all good chefs. We kind of did this last week, but now that we've seen, you know, kind of what, you know, the pattern is going and kind of what they're up against, do you see any front runners so far? So start with you, Frank.
It's tough right now. I mean, I'm just going to default to my boy Benjamin.
Yeah.
I don't believe in him. He was quiet this week,
mm-hmm.
kind of retreated. I think he's just laying low, then he's going to come on strong.
So you think like he's gonna just stay off the radar a little bit?
Maybe. I will say, how did you guys feel about like? So Hilly does his seafood poutine.
That looks so good.
But he does it like in that little basket. I was kind of like, all right, I kind of like the presentation of that. Even though I don't know if I would actually order it, but I thought it was kind of a cool presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only
one?
I've
had something like that at a bar for happy hour.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but yeah, it was good.
Poutine is not something Californians really know much about.
I'm sure that we have it here, but it's not.
We do,
popular.
But it's not. No, it's not popular. Like the gravy with the rice. I mean, the rice.
Yeah, gravy.
No, it's
French fries with gravy and cheese curds.
Yeah.
See, I'm Canadian. Well, my family's Canadian. And that's that's like the
it's
food of our
It's big over
people.
There. It's big, huge over there.
Oh, this place called Plancheck has it.
Oh, I love Plancheck.
Yeah, that's where I had it. I was like, I had some.
LA has everything. I'm just saying it's not popular. So
there's
no one's like, oh, I'm in the mood for. Poutine.
Exactly. Like, it's not going to happen. Right. It's not going
to
happen.
Know, just something like gravy is... I'm not a gravy fan anyway, but gravy on fries is not... Ever, it's never sounded appealing to me.
Ever at all.
But it's like putting gravy on your potatoes, like your mashed potatoes. It's the same thing, only it's, you know...
I don't do
not
gravy
for Frank,
either.
Apparently.
He said,
Robin, do you see any front runners so far?
So I'm definitely digging my girl Elise and Michelle.
Michelle, okay.
Making those two. And then I'm a Van fan. I don't know why. I am just a Van fan, honey. Yes, Van. Go ahead with your country self.
Oh,
and
man.
Then Millie reminds me of you.
Really?
He just reminds me of you. He's just full of personality. I'm not sure as far as like his cooking yet, but like just personality-wise, I like Millie.
He's a cool dude. I met him with Josh at one of those events that...
That you didn't invite us to.
Anyway, you were invited. You just weren't able to go. Whatever. You're busy.
Life.
He stays busy. Anyway, but he was super cool. He was super cool. Super cool dude. So I like his personality. I don't know that he's the strongest chef.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
At least yet. So
confidence will take you far. He's got like a ton of confidence.
He does. He does. He does. And he feels like this is definitely... I feel like he's the most great fighter of everybody on the second chance.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So you guys know I'm not big on predictions. It freaks me out. I have commitment issues. But that said, I'm going to give you a couple that I'm really like drawn to. And they're mostly from the blue team, to be honest with you. Van. I'm a Van fan too, if we want to get that started. Just rolled right off the tongue. He's always red-faced, but seems to always be cool mannered. You know? I mean,
she brought that up when we were watching that, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I feel like he's going to whip out some good stuff. Yeah.
Always red. good.
I also agree that I think Elise is seemingly the most talented of the red team so far. So mm-hmm. I really like what she's doing. Let's see. I love Millie. I just want to hang out with him. Mm-hmm. But as for predictions, I feel the strongest about Van going farther.
Feel about Van.
Yeah. But I can change that next week, so don't. Yeah. It doesn't count.
Totally locked in. It's locked in.
I think for me, I think Van is definitely one of the more talented, like on the upper echelon. But for me, Van, and I don't know if he's got his, in his season, his downfall was his attitude. Like he had a quick temper. When he was red,
Van?
Like Van.
Aww.
His temper was fast and furious. And so that hurt him. And he would challenge Chef Ramsay. Like,
ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was
yeah.
a hothead.
Yeah, he was
That's
a hothead.
That's why his face is Big red.
Time.
It's,
for real, for yeah. real.
We saw when he got in the face. They showed that clip last week where he got in the face of the
yeah,
Major D.
Exactly. So he's that dude. Now, could have changed. He, you know, learned his, you know, whatever. And he seems more calm. Like, he's very high-strung, like, and very high-spirited.
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't see him necessarily going to the attitude, per se, at least not yet.
I do feel like, though, there's something to, like, geniuses or whatever, that they have that confidence of knowing that, like, I got this, and mm-hmm. they just can't even hold back the attitude, which is what gives me more confidence that he's
right.
going to do well.
Mm.
So I could see, I don't know.
We'll see. I just think he's cute.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't try to give me shade because you all are really.
And don't pretend that you're not a big fan of Elise.
I'm a big fan of Elise because she's talented. She's very talented. Mm. And I think she's going to go far. And that's it.
That's
so
yeah,
stop hating. She has good wings. She has lemon pepper wings, and they're great.
Great. So I just want somebody to make a gif of her flexing and then Lem just like.
Them almost fell out the chair.
Not almost fall out the chair. I'm lying to these people. They saw it. I did not almost fall out the chair. Whatever. Anyway, I do like Elise. You know what? Dark horse for me, Dana. Dana also did pretty well on her season. I think hers was more of a confidence thing. Mm. So I think if she, you know, she has the issue with, not issue, but it's kind of awkward with Christina.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she can overcome that, I think she can definitely shine. And I don't see her being drama queen, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't see her
she
doing that.
She seems like she keeps a cool head.
Yeah, very even keel. Whereas a lot of these other contestants that we do see mm-hmm. can get high strung and can get argumentative and all of that.
Yeah.
So just on that merit, I think she definitely has potential. So.
Well, I like the one soundbite from Michelle because I feel like, all right, she did good with that bar menu item. But when they do the bite about Jordan Sparks, like, well, you know, she was the youngest person with American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the youngest
yeah.
person. I'm like, all right, please.
That's nothing. I do remember yeah. that. That was funny. That has nothing
You're
to do
right.
with anything.
I was like,
No, not at all.
She just likes Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, it's usually like sometimes if they have a celebrity there, they'd at least like bring the blue team over to finish. So uh-huh. at least the red chef table can get served.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should have asked Elise if it actually got finished for Jordan.
We made the comment that she didn't get fed and she didn't say anything. So I don't know if
but
she just.
But I guess she wouldn't know if they were asked to leave.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Technically,
that's true.
Now that I think about it.
I'm sure she got some food.
I'm sure she did. I mean, at least.
She was at the chef's table. She
right.
had to get some food.
She got some food. I don't think anybody else on that side got it. Because I do know that they'll tell you. That if you go there, that you're
there's
not
no
guaranteed.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like that's in the clause when you go to the soundstage.
So poor Key Sweat maybe not got
nothing. Poor Key Sweat might have been like.
No, he was eating the mashed potatoes.
Oh,
that's
he
right.
was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
He said
so he
the
got
season
some.
Was good. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, nobody. Got some food.
Who's going to feed me my food?
Nobody. Oh man, Key Sweat, dope. Yeah, well, I think we got it.
Wait, we didn't even talk about Elise and Robin's whole skerfuffle in the end. They got real tense.
Skerfuffle. I love it.
Skerfuffle.
I think that's going to be the segue
we'll see it
at the beginning of the. And there's, I think there's going to be a lot more. Arguing, if I could say that. I mean, it sounds so loose, but because everyone is good, it's mm-hmm. going to be hard, like, when it gets to deliberations, like, who's not good? Like, who should be up for elimination?
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. it's going to be harder. Like, I feel like in normal seasons, you got the, you know, there's going to be 8 people that are just not going to win. So it's just a matter of weeding them out. And so it's easier with eliminations. But with this being a good group of chefs, it's going to be harder when it comes time to that, those
mm-hmm,
deliberations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just foreshadowing. So we'll see.
I will say, and we kind of touched about this briefly, just how they've escalated everything this season in terms of the challenges and what they have to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be whatever the next season is going to be. I feel it's going to be kind of a letdown if they kind of revert back to the normal form.
Like, well, like really no, they're setting the bar, so it can't go back. Right. To the normal format after this season. Right. I don't think it can.
I don't know. It'll
they're going to have to like get some social media involved and like have people voting. Yeah. They're going to have to switch it up.
We'll see. I mean, it may be. I mean, I think this show has been on 17 seasons, so it's obviously huge longevity. So it'll be interesting. And they do little changes here and there. Subtle changes just to keep things, you know, spicy. But we'll see.
I shout out to the opening credits because I hate the dumb ones that they do with all the chefs, and they're like, I'm in a circus. Yeah, I'm a little midget person.
Right.
Oh, no.
No.
It's like, it's just Ramsay just doing his thing.
Just doing his thing. No, I did. I did like that. That was different. I like that.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's why it's so dumb.
Boo.
Can't entertain
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank Elise, our guest, for joining us. And we're excited about seeing her do her thing this season. Shut up.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Ashley, where you at?
Oh, hey, guys. You can find me at Ashley on Camera everywhere on the internet. Holla.
Thanks for joining us, guys, and keeping it live in the live chats. I'm your girl, Robin, with the V-Mix Sweetie, and you can find me at B Stay Busy.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie, and then join us a little bit afterwards, because Lem's going to be running the Elise fan page. We're going to do a little after show just dedicated to all things Elise.
Anyway, got one more in there.
Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
Shout out to Elise Jackie.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.